This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
In this real estate news brief for the week ending March 9th of 2024, why we might see more homes on the market this spring, what builders are planning for this year, and where local stores are experiencing a big comeback. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. Let's begin with economic news from this past week, when the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testified before Congress about the state of the economy, and he said, "It's growing at a healthy, sustainable, solid, strong pace." He also said that policymakers were paying attention to the risks of inflation and that more evidence is needed to reduce the interest rate from its current range of 5.25% to 5.5%. But he also said that he thought that was the peak and that rate cuts were likely at some point this year. He and the other committee members want to see a little bit more data showing that inflation is truly coming down before they make a move on rates. Meanwhile, we'll be getting more of that data this week. Reports on the February Consumer Price Index and the Producer Price Index will be released. During his testimony, Fed Chair Powell also warned that small and mid-sized banks are still struggling and that he expects to see more bank failures. As reported by The Real Deal, quote, "Office struggles affect downtown neighborhoods and cities, in turn affecting banks with loans out to retail assets in central business districts," unquote. Powell said, "This is a problem we'll be working on for many years, I'm sure. There will be bank failures." As for the bigger banks, he says they don't have much to worry about. As for the job market, it's still going strong. New jobless claims were unchanged this last week at 217,000. Although long-term claims were up somewhat, they rose another 8,000 to 1.9 million. The unemployment rate also rose from 3.7% in January to 3.9% in February. Mortgage rates are still trolling in the 6% range. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was down 6 basis points to 6.8%, while the 15-year was down 4 points to 6.2%. And in other news-making headlines, we could see more homes on the market this spring as homeowners become more interested in selling. Fannie Mae's Home Purchase Sentiment Index shows that 65% of consumers say it's a good time to sell a home. That's up from 60% last year. Only 19% of potential home buyers say it's a good time to buy. Many are waiting for mortgage rates to go down, and that could take some time. Fannie Mae's chief economist, Doug Duncan, says that consumer attitudes towards home selling conditions increased markedly in February. And if rates move closer to the 6% mark, as many economists are expecting, then it's likely that consumer sentiment on both sides of the transaction will improve. Builders are bullish about 2024. The National Association of Home Builders expects to see a 4.7% increase in single-family construction this year, and another 4.2% in 2025. That would create another 1.3 million units, but realtors are asking for more. Chief economist of the National Association of Realtors, Robert Dietz, says that we need to build more than 1.15 million single-family homes per year to reduce the nation's housing deficit. As reported by NAR, new home sales typically account for about 10 to 12% of single-family home sales, but that's increased to more than 30%. Realtor.com's chief economist, Danielle Hale, says the shortage of existing homes for sale has opened up the possibility of new home construction to more buyers who may not have once considered it. And the Phoenix retail market is showing signs of strength. As reported by Arizona Big Media, the vacancy rate has fallen below 5%. That's the lowest it's been since the 80s. The article says the Phoenix Metro is experiencing strong population growth and major tech industry development, and that consumer demand is bringing back big box stores and the construction of retail power centers in several parts of the metro. A year ago, the Phoenix Metro reportedly had 123 vacant big box stores. By the end of last year, that number came down to just 90. In some cases, recently vacated space by stores like Bed Bath & Beyond and Tuesday Morning were leased immediately. The idea that internet shopping websites will not eliminate the physical presence of stores is good news for the industry and anyone who likes to shop in person. Well, that's it for today. You'll find links to all these stories in the show notes at newsforinvestors.com. You can also learn about how to invest in real estate by joining Real Wealth. It's free, and once you join, you'll get access to all of our data and resources. And remember, please subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any important real estate news, and it really helps our rankings as well. I'm Kathy Fedke. Thanks for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.